Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then I'm going to play one selection, and then I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Allen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I give you praise. Lord God, we give you worship tonight, Father. We give you glory. Father God, we give you honor tonight, Father. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, if there is anything in us, Father, that's not of you, Father, we ask tonight, Father, that you would forgive us for any sin, Father. God, we decrease in ourselves, Father, and we increase in you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would just take total control, Father, of the atmosphere, Father. We ask tonight, Father, that you would, God, just do as you will, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We give you praise tonight, Father. We worship you. Lord God, we honor you tonight, Father. We bless your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would, God, just touch every heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray, Father, that they would receive, Father, what you're saying to them tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would remove every distraction, Father. God, we command everything tonight, Father, that's not of you, Father, to take a bow in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for your purpose. Father God, we just thank you for your divine wisdom tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father, for your servant in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would move in her heart, move in her mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over her even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would destroy, dismantle the hands of the enemy, Father. Lord God, we come against any attacks, any backlash. We rebuke it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that she will flow as you will allow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your perfect will being done tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you, Father. We give you praise tonight, Father. Lord God, we give you honor, and we bless you tonight, Father. And Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for having your way in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, and we bless you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more like you. I wanna be a vessel you work through.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have Apostle Allen tonight. Apostle, I'm turning it over to you, okay?
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I am thankful for just the opportunity to share with God's people what the Lord is saying to the church. And on tonight, I have a strange assignment for me, just because as the Lord was speaking, he was just talking so much about persecution. We have to be prepared as the people of God for the persecution that is to come, with the understanding that God has empowered us to endure it, and not only to endure it, but to endure it with joy. The title of this broadcast is Encounter Radio, and we must know as people of God that an encounter with the Father will always cost us something. That is absolutely essential for us to understand and accept. An encounter with God will always cost us something. And the problem we now have in the body of Christ is that we all want to be empowered. We all want to hear God's voice. We all want to experience his presence, but we want it for free. We don't want to endure anything. We don't want to give up our money. We don't want to give up our time. We don't want God to control our gifts. We think that our gifts are supposed to make a living for ourselves. But we must understand Jesus has already told us this walk comes with a price. There is a sacrifice that is needed, and there is persecution that is going to come. I want to share some scripture tonight out of Philippians chapter 1. And as I was reading the scripture and the Lord was just reminding me of the path that Paul had to go through, it really encouraged me because I realized that in the body of Christ, we need to be reminded what a Christian walk really looks like. A Christian walk doesn't really look like big houses and nice cars and, you know, your perfect family with a white picket fence and 2.5 children. That's not what a perfect Christian life looks like. A Christian life involves impact. And whenever you make an impact, there is going to be turbulence. Whenever you make an impact, there's going to be movement. There's going to be a shaking. If you can picture a nuclear bomb falling out of the air, when that impact is made, everything has a wave around that bomb. And many of us in the body of Christ have settled for a life that makes no waves. Yet somehow we have convinced ourselves that we are making an impact. I want to be very clear. If nothing is changing, if no one is agitated, if there are no waves surrounding us when we hit the scene, we have not made an impact. And if we are not making an impact, then we are not allowing ourselves to be led of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that after the Spirit of God comes upon you, you will receive power. That word power literally means influence. That's why the scripture goes on to say that you'll be given the power to preach the gospel in Jerusalem, Judea, all the parts of the world. We're not given power just to sit and look at each other. We are given power to influence the world, to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to men and women through us. So we've got to get comfortable, people of God, with making waves. An encounter with God will cost you something, and an encounter with God will cause you to encounter others and shake things up in their lives, all for the glory of God as well. If we look at Philippians chapter 1, what we're reading is a letter that Paul has written to the church. And this letter is being written at a difficult time in his life. He's gone off and he's done missions trips with Timothy. And at this point, he's waiting on his sentence in Rome. He is imprisoned. He knows that death is possible. But he writes back to the church, and these are the words that he sends back. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. This letter is from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus. I am writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and deacons. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. I want to pause there for just a moment. Paul writes back to the church and acknowledges them for helping to spread the same gospel that has caused him to be imprisoned. He has made an impact. This is my question to the body of Christ. Number one, what have we been imprisoned for? What have we been persecuted for? Have we made enough of an impact to solicit punishment by the world? Or are we friends with the world? Now, the Word of God tells us that we can't be the friends of the world and be a friend with God. One or the other has got to hate us. And too many of us are holding hands with the world and still trying to talk to God. But here we have Paul as an example who's writing back to the church and saying, you walked with me and you helped me to get to this place, not of prosperity, not popularity, but you helped me to get to this place of imprisonment. And so I'm writing back to let you know how much I love you and how much I'm praying for you. In the body of Christ, we ought to be walking with somebody who's causing some trouble. And somebody should be walking with us if we're causing some trouble. We should be thanking one another for allowing us to go through persecution as opposed to talking about one another whenever we go through something. God never said that this thing was going to be easy. But because we are spoiled brats in the kingdom, we think that any time things are not perfect in our lives that we are supposed to go back and blame the people who have walked with us. We begin to blame the pastors who told us who we were in the spirit. We begin to blame those who prayed for us. We begin to blame the parents that raised us in the church. We begin to blame those people who introduced us to God, forgetting that the persecution is part of the promise. It's through the persecution that the blessings and the favor of God will come. We must set our priorities straight in the body of Christ. How many of us have people who love us enough that they are fighting a battle of faith? But we're on their minds so much that they would write us or call us and just encourage us even when they're going through something. See, that's what maturity looks like. When you are truly a man or a woman of God, when you are truly a mother or a father in the spirit, even when you are going through warfare, you will be able to contact those that have walked with you and love on them and pray for them. You will not make your issue their issue. See, real fathers in the kingdom, real mothers in the kingdom don't call those that they have mentored. They don't call those that they have discipled and blame them for the situation they're in. They call and they love on them. They call and they encourage them. They call despite their own situations and say, listen, I have enough faith because I've been praying. I know that God is going to bring you through everything he has started in you. He will finish it. He will do it. He has called you. He has anointed you. Don't worry about what I'm going through. I'm good. I'm walking in faith, and God has ordered my steps. That's what kingdom mindsets look like. There's an encounter with God. There's a persecution that comes. But even those that have walked with us, we are able to love them through our own times of persecution. Verse 7, he says, so it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news or the gospel. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. Once again, I just love meditating on the language that Paul uses. He genuinely loves those who have sent him off to missions. Even though he is facing a dire situation, he's expressing his love and appreciation for his kingdom family. What is wrong with us today? That instead of doing the same, whenever things go wrong, we've all experienced it and some of us have done it. We will get on the phone and we're talking to this one, it's because of you that I'm going through this, and it's because of you that I'm going through that. If you really loved your pastor, then you would help me pay this bill. If you really loved your pastor, then you would come to the hospital and quit your job just so you can come and spend time with me. That's not servanthood. That's a cop-out. Because that means that we have forgotten who we are serving. We should honor our leaders, but we only serve Christ. Notice that Paul started this letter out by saying that he and Timothy are slaves of Jesus Christ. They are not slaves of apostle so-and-so. They are not slaves of bishop so-and-so. They are not even slaves of elder so-and-so. They are slaves of Christ. People of God, either we trust the Father or we don't. If ministry has caused us to go through things, then we must stop blaming people. If it's true ministry, if our hearts are truly in the right place and God has allowed us to go through certain things in our lives, then we've got to trust God and stop blaming people. You love on the people that have been there with you. Love on the people who have been praying for you. Love on the people who will go through the same thing that you are going through if they are following. Persecution is coming to them as well. And that is not a reason to rejoice. That is a reason to encourage them. We are overcomers by our faith. That is the word. But here's the thing, people of God. It's very simple math. It's not hard. You can't overcome if you never have an obstacle. Your faith will never be stretched or exercised if you don't go through anything. And so we've got to stop playing this blame game, and we've got to stop acting like we're ignorant. If we are true people of God, then we are going to deal with warfare. And when we deal with that warfare, it will not kill us, it will not hinder us, it won't even slow us down. But here's the thing, you're not called to do it by yourself. One thing I love about Paul, he makes it very clear. I'm not in this alone. Even in my chains, I have people who are backing me. Even when I'm being tortured, I have a kingdom family who is praying for me. Let me submit this to you. If you are going through hell and you are going through it by yourself, it is your fault. If you are going through hell and you are going through it by yourself, then you are out of order. You are out of place. You are out of position, because the kingdom of God is the body of Christ. We are one body, and Jesus is coming back for one church. He's not coming back for you on a special occasion. You cannot walk alone and still claim to be in the will of God. That is not how God operates. We are called to strengthen one another, to edify one another, to grow one another, to bring one another into the unity of faith. That's what Ephesians chapter 4 is all about. It's not about us taking on a title and walking alone and trying to conquer the world so that we can get all the credit. Paul, in all of his greatness, had people who were backing him, people who sent him out, and people who were there ready to receive him when he came home. It is not for you to walk alone. You don't get extra credit for being crazy. You don't get extra credit for being stupid. You don't get extra credit for being out of order. And excuse my bluntness, but this is what's happening in the body of Christ. We have allowed pride to come in and taint our ministries. When God is trying to call us to do a pure work, God is trying to call us to do a powerful work, he's trying to call us to form ripples in the world, but we are too busy trying to be cute. We're too busy trying to be heroes. We're too busy trying to raise up followers. And God is saying, no, get yourself together and acknowledge those that are walking with you. Acknowledge those that are praying with you. Acknowledge those that are willing to go through along with you. Verse 9, Paul says, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. I love how, as a mentor, as a father, as a brother, he is interested in seeing the people of God grow. He doesn't write anything to them to discourage them from growing more in the things of God. He wants them to continue to know him more. He is excited. He is compelled by the growth of those that have walked along with him, those that have heard the gospel from his lips. He's not intimidated. He's not jealous. Come on, people of God. Jesus said to his followers, greater works than these shall you do. And he said it with rejoicing. When Elijah was mentoring Elisha or Elisha, Elisha asked for a double portion, and Elijah was not mad. The biblical model says that the teacher will send his anointing upon the student, and the student will walk in double. The student will be greater. We should not be intimidated by that. That is the way the kingdom of God grows. So those of us who are in leadership, we've got to stop being intimidated and jealous by those that God has sent for us to mentor. When they become greater, when they walk in a stronger anointing, when they are performing greater signs and miracles, when they are preaching the word to many more souls, stop being being hateful. That is a good thing. Our attitude should be like Paul's. I am excited. I want your love to grow all the more. I want your knowledge to grow. I want your understanding to grow. I want you to get to a place beyond where I could go. Here he is in prison, doesn't know his fate, but he's encouraging those that have been left behind. And he's saying, hey, go for it. I want to see more. I want you to walk in the full fruition of this thing. Remember, he said in verse 6, everything that God has started in you, he's going to perform it until the return of Jesus Christ. He wants people to move forward. And we ought to have that same heart toward the body of Christ. Verse 10 says, for I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise to God. We cannot forget about salvation. So many times we get so caught up in arguing about doctrines and arguing about opinions that we forget what really matters. Paul writes back to the church during his time of persecution, and he says, listen, stay holy. Live holy. No matter what, don't forget the message that has been preached to you. He's not concerned about who's saying what and who's doing what. He's concerned about their souls. If you are a leader and you are leading people and you don't have a genuine concern about their soul, please have several seats. If you are in a church or ministry, if you have a leader, and that leader is not watching out for your soul, they're more concerned about your bank account than your salvation. They're more concerned about what you can do for them than your relationship with God. You need to find yourself moving to another position, moving to another place. What a dangerous situation to be in. We as the body of Christ must care for one another's souls. That is number one. Eternity is real, people of God. Death is real. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. We've got to stop playing games and get back to the basics. Death is real, and a decision must be made. The Father says that we've got to be hot or we've got to be cold. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve, and let's stop playing with God. Our soul is top priority. That's what Jesus died for. He didn't shed his blood so that you could have the shoes that you want. He didn't shed his blood so that you could have the purse that you want. He did not shed his blood so that you can drive the car that you want to drive. How insane and selfish of us to relegate the blood and suffering of our Lord and Savior to earthly things when the Word of God itself says, listen, stay away from the world. Don't be a friend of the world. You don't need to deal with the lust of the world and the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh. You need to abandon those things. So how dare we relegate the suffering of our Messiah to stuff? Very, very dangerous. Verse 12, he says, I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear. It's true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. They preach because they love me, for they know that I've been appointed to defend the gospel or the good news. Those others do not have pure motives as they preach about Christ. They preach with selfish ambition, not sincerely, intending to make my chains more painful to me. But that doesn't even matter. Whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way, so I rejoice. And I will continue to rejoice, for I know that as you pray for me and the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will lead to my deliverance. Paul is rejoicing in his suffering. And he says, listen, I want you to know that because of the position I'm in, everybody is talking about Jesus. They know where I stand. I am rejoicing. I'm excited because God is getting the glory. And then he says to them, listen, I know that some people are preaching because they're jealous of me. Some are preaching because they want me to suffer more. They're making a mockery of me. Nevertheless, Christ is being preached, so I'm going to rejoice anyway. Let me encourage you all who are on this line on tonight. I know that some people are preaching about you because they feel that you disappointed them. Some people are preaching against you because they don't like that you are moving forward in the things of God. But listen, as long as they are preaching Christ, don't make it about you. Regardless of their motive, the gospel of Jesus Christ, if it is being preached, you ought to rejoice. There may be some people that you know rebelled against your direction, rebelled against what God said, yet he is still using them. Don't be mad. Remember, God uses the enemy. Reach a word. How many times does the Bible say that it was God who sent the evil spirit? It was God who sent the lying spirit. God can use whomever he wants. And sometimes people will try to mock you because you called out the spirit that they're walking in. You set them down from a position they should not have been in. You told them that they had to repent of their sin and they refused to do so. And now you see them on a stage. Now you see them with a microphone. Now you see them on Facebook, on Twitter, on Periscope, and they have a following. And you know on the inside of yourself that they are just gloating about this situation. They want to make you look bad. What the Word of God is saying to us on tonight is that it does not matter. You continue to pray for them. You continue to love on them. But if the gospel is being preached, stop spending your time trying to talk about how somebody else is not qualified. Stop spending your time trying to take away something from them, trying to ruin their reputation. Trying to undo that following. Stop wasting your time with that. Allow God to deal with it, because if the gospel is being preached, if the truth is being preached, you can rejoice. Absolutely, we should be discerning. Absolutely, we've got to be careful about who we allow to preach and speak into our lives, who we're listening to, where our ears are. But I want to encourage us today. Many of us have forgotten that the gospel is not about us. We've got to stop taking things so personally all the time. Persecution comes if you have been empowered. Persecution comes when you are making an impact. If you are making an impact, then there will be people who do not like you. If you are making an impact, then there will be people who despise your name. If you're making an impact, there will be people who call you a liar. If you are making an impact, there will be people who will not stand by your side when things get difficult. They like you when you're popular, but when you become popular for the wrong reasons, they are ready to run, and they're ready to run with a quickness. Stop judging those people. You pray for them. Let God do what he has to do in their heart, but stop making it your mission to prove something. You continue to do the word. You continue to do the assignment that God has placed on your life. Just like Paul, serve your sentence, do your time, and rejoice. Take a moment to look around and encourage those who do love you. Encourage those who are trying to do the right thing. Write them a letter. Give them a phone call. One thing I wish we could do better in the body of Christ is simply encourage one another. Let me tell you, some of the best times of my life have been those 2-minute, 3-minute, 5-minute phone calls that I get from a leader in my life that I know has integrity, that I know hears the voice of God and knows where God is sending me, just for them to give me a call or send me a text and say, hey, I'm proud of you. Hey, I love you. There are two apostles in my life right now who I just absolutely adore. One female, one male, and I just love them. They are always encouraging me, and they probably don't even know it. We don't talk a whole lot. Sometimes it's just a text message. I'm proud of you. I'm praying for you. I can feel the warfare, but keep on going, baby. You're going to make it. I talked with one of those apostles just a couple of nights ago, and that apostle said, listen, you're doing the right thing. It's all right. You're doing good. You're doing good. I'm proud of you. Tell your husband I said, hey. Praise God. We all need that encouragement, and that is something I wish we could do better in the body of Christ. Just telling one another, I love you, and not always dumping our own issues out on somebody else. Everybody's going through something. This is practical stuff, people of God. We got to do better about saying, you know what? I just love you. I'm proud of you. I want you to keep going. How can I help? I want you to know you're making an impact. I want you to know that you are changing lives. I'm so glad that you are obeying God. That stuff matters because we are called to edify one another. We are called to encourage one another. And let me help us. If we don't do it, nobody else will. If we don't do it, nobody else will. In verse 20, Paul says, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, it is better that I continue to live. So knowing this, I'm convinced that I will remain alive, so I can continue to help all of you grow and experience the joy of your faith. And when I come to you again, you will have even more reason to take pride in Christ Jesus because of what he is doing through me." He says, whether I live or die, my life will bring honor to Christ. What if we all had the same attitude? God, whether you answer this prayer or not, I'm going to live in such a way that brings you glory. Whether you give me all the things I desire or not, I'm going to walk in the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I will hold my head up high and allow my testimony to speak volumes to those who don't yet know that you are real. Whether I live or I die, I'm going to love the way you have told me to love. Whether I live or whether I die, I'm going to raise up a generation of warriors that are going to bruise the devil's head. Whether I live or I die, I'm going to be holy, and I'm going to teach my children to live holy, and I'm going to love on every person who crosses my path, because that's kingdom impact. That is power. That's how we influence the world, people of God. We've gotten so churched and so religious that we forget love is the principal thing. Love doesn't mean that we're soft. Love means that we tell the truth, and love means that we have a genuine desire to see souls saved, a genuine desire for people to come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That is true love, and that has got to be our focus. If we move on to verse 27, Paul says, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you're standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is in the good news. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it." This is Paul's pep speech, if you will, his pep talk to the people of God. He says, whether I see you again, know that we are all in this thing together. We are fighting for the faith. There is a war going on, but we are standing right beside each other fighting the exact same fight. So don't you get intimidated. Don't you get weak. Don't you get afraid. Know who you are in God. Know who you are in Christ. And understand that the suffering you're going through, it's a privilege. It is an honor. It's not something to dread. It's not something to whine about. This is an opportunity to rejoice. When one suffers, we all suffer. Why? Because we're a team. Apostolic ministry is all about teamwork. Apostolic ministry is all about one body. It's all about one army that's raised up to fight the good fight of faith. We cannot fight against each other and fight with one another at the same time. I love in verse 30 where he says, we are in this struggle together. We've got to stop separating ourselves from one another. We've got to stop pointing the finger as if we are our own worst enemies. No, we're in this together. We got to stop complaining about what somebody else has caused us, what somebody else has made us do, how somebody else is not right. No, we're in this struggle together. Let's pray for one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's teach one another the word and push each other forward and say, listen, keep on pressing. Keep on pressing toward that mark. You're going to make it. You might have slipped, but get up, dust yourself off. You just scraped your knee a little bit. You can still run. You can still do what God has called you to do. We need more of that in the body of Christ. That's how we make an impact. That's how we continue to have encounters with God. Because where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's in the midst, even when there's a war going on. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst, even when there's sickness in the room, even when there's poverty in the room. And that is the only hope that we have for victory, is the presence and glory of God. But we cannot do it alone. We are in this together. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the team, the body of Christ, one unit coming together as God has gifted us. The Bible says it's until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what we are here for. That's why Jesus anointed apostles and prophets, evangelists, our pastors and our teachers, for unity, so that we could teach one another, so we can mature together as one body. We said that this was Encounter Radio, and I'm so excited that we have encountered the presence of God. And we understand that with their encounter, or with that encounter, there is a price. That price is that we've got to go through something, but the great thing is we don't have to go through it alone. Not only do we have one another, but we have the Holy Spirit, who reminds us of all things, teaches us all things, and empowers us to deal with every situation. So I just want to encourage you, people of God. I see too many of us walking alone, too many of us who have turned our back on the church, too many of us who are happy being victims and not seeking the victorious that has been promised to us by our faith. We've got to get back to the place where we don't mind being part of a unit. There are no superstars in this thing. There's no competition with those who truly love God. Now, we understand the wheat and the tares are growing together. Sometimes we do get around the tares. Sometimes we have experienced church hurt because the world came into the church. We've experienced all types of things, but that is no excuse to turn your back on the true body of Christ. That is no excuse to turn your back on those who truly love the living God. You must be a part of the unit. If you're walking alone, if you're in an island ministry, you are out of order. You will be devoured. God has not equipped you to walk that way. He has not called you to walk that way. We must all struggle together. We've got to encourage each other, and we should know when our brother or our sister is in prison so that we can pray, so that we can be hopeful, and so we can encourage one another until the will of God is fulfilled. Amen. Glory to God. That is what I have on tonight. So, woman of God, I will turn it back over to you. I'm happy to pray, answer questions, take comments, whatever you see fit at this time. Praise God.
Okay. Thank you so much for that message, Joy. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song just to give you a little time to breathe, and then I'll let you pray for a couple of people, and then I'll take over after that, okay?
Amen. Sounds good.
Here I am to worship you.
Okay, guys, if you're on the air and you would like prayer, please press 1. Okay. Now 919, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, God bless you.
Hey, God bless you as well.
Did you have a comment or a prayer request?
I have a prayer request. I'm just asking that you pray for me as the spirit leaves, but I also would like prayer for my mother.
Okay. For your mother, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. Anything in particular for your mother?
Healing.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. Father, I thank you now, God, for my sister that is asking, Father, for prayer for her mother, God. I just ask, Father, that every sickness and illness, Lord God, that is in her mother, Father, that you would reveal it, and God, that you would reverse it, Father, that with no side effects, Father. I thank you, Lord, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know every crook and cranny of our bodies, Father God, and I just thank you that you have the ability to restore everything that has been lost. God, I ask that you would touch her mother, Father, and give her mother the wisdom that she needs to take care of herself, God, that she would not find herself in cycles with health issues, Father. But God, I just thank you that you will give her peace of mind, that you will give her wisdom on how to take care of herself, oh God, and that, Father, you will ignite the faith of the family, God, that they'll come together on her behalf, believing for complete restoration. Father, we know that the stripes bared by our Savior are for our healing. We're already healed through faith, oh God, and so we just thank you for that healing being manifested in her mother now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up this sister before you, God. I ask, Lord, that you comfort her heart, God. I pray, Father, that you will speak to her, that she will know, God, that you are not only that you're real, she knows that you're real, God, but that you are able to deal with the situations that are concerning her. Father, I thank you that the things that are worrying her, the things that are causing anxiety, God, that you will bring peace, that you will bring understanding, and that you will restore her joy, God, that despite the situations that she's dealing with, despite the things that she's seeing, God, I thank you that her emotions will be static, Father, that she will be determined to walk in the joy of the Holy Spirit, determined to walk in love, determined, God, to work in power. I thank you that she is not defeated, but she is set free by your name and through your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Blessing to you as well.
Okay. 478, you're on the air.
Yes, woman of God, I thank God for Jesus Christ, and I thank God for the woman of God bringing the word, because it was a word that was needed, a word that builds up and edifies us in the body of Christ. I just thank God that she's going back to the cross. She's going back to the cross and letting us know that it's all about Christ. It's all about worshiping him, all about knowing that he's our hope. He's our only hope. We can go out here in the world and try to find hope in everything else, but if you want to know who is the true source, it's Jesus. And yes, there's a lot of resources in the world, but Jesus is our source.
Yes.
Jesus is our hope. And I just thank God for the woman of God letting it be known. Don't turn to the left or to the right. You need to focus on the fact that we need Jesus. We need Jesus. And I just thank God for you, woman, women of God. I thank God for you. And I just want you to know I love you. I have traveled from Tampa, Florida, Clearwater, Florida, and now in Georgia. And it's only by God's grace and mercy that you just have watched over us. I just desire your prayers for me, women of God. Pray for me, because I don't want my running to be in vain. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Yes, you worship me with your mouth, but your heart was far from being like mine. I want to be like Jesus.
Yes.
I don't want to be like Melinda. I want to be like Jesus so that he can say, well done, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I just want to say I thank the Lord for you and forgive my emotions.
It's all right. Still is a good thing. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
praise God. Father, I thank you right now, Father, for this mighty woman of God. I thank you, Lord, for her zeal. I thank you for her joy, for her excitement in you, oh God. Father, I pray now that the fire in her will never go out, God, but that it will be lifted up as a ministry, Lord God, lifted up as an offering unto you. Father, I thank you that her zeal will be contagious, Father, that you will endue her with power from on high like she has never seen before, God, that she will go out, Father, into the world and draw men and women, Father, with the same joy, with the same zeal, with the same excitement and love, God, that you have placed into her spirit. God, I thank you that she is chasing after you, and I thank you, Father, that she has a desire to please you as God. Father, I just ask now that you give her discernment, that you give her understanding, oh God. Reveal yourself to her in a new way, Father. Let her know that you are walking with her, that you are speaking to her, oh God. Father, I thank you that her study will come to a new level, God, that she'll receive revelation every time she opens your word, God. I thank you, Father, that the gift of prophecy that's on the inside of her, that it will be magnified, God, that every time she opens her mouth, that she will hear truth, Father, spoken directly by your spirit. God, I just thank you that you will continue to keep her humble as you continue to empower her, God, for impact in this world and for your glory. It's in Jesus' name, God, that we thank you for it. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Love you, love you.
Love you, God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, 678, you're on the air.
Hello, amen, both of you, one more God. It's such a blessing. That message was powerful and it was awesome. I thank God for you both. And I just ask that you pray for whatever the Lord lead for you, for my family and for my education, my schooling.
Absolutely. As you were talking, as I heard education, I just want to encourage you. Everything that God has allowed you to start, you have to finish it in him. We just read, you know, that Philippians 1 and 6 is such a popular scripture. He that's begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And we know that that scripture is talking about a spiritual assignment. But I want to encourage you, because our education, some of us, not for everybody, but for you, your education is a spiritual assignment. You're not being educated just for yourself, but you're being educated for the body of Christ. You're being educated because it's part of your testimony. And even the things that are coming against you are part of that testimony. There are people watching. And so God is using you to show them a process so that they will glorify him when you come through that process. I don't know why what you're in school for. But the challenges that have come and the challenges that will continue to come, because your education will never be easy. However, you will complete it. You will complete it. You will give God glory, and you will go further than you're planning to go with your education, because God can trust you to stay humble. He can trust you to push your way through even when it's difficult, and he can trust you to share the testimony that people are going to need to hear in order to put their attention on him. And so I want to encourage you in that. And Father, I just thank you for this sister, God. I pray even now for peace and unity in her family. God, every plan that the enemy has, we already know that you have overcome those plans. And so, God, I just pray that you will encourage her heart. I ask, God, that you'll speak to her and allow her to know that every situation is already in your hands, God. Encourage her that she will not be discouraged by what she's seeing, by what she's hearing. But, God, I just thank you that her family will be drawn closer together. I thank you, God, not only for her own education, but even for the miraculous things you're doing in her family, the things they thought they would not accomplish, God. I thank you that you are bringing them to pass, all for your glory. Father, I pray over every unsaved or unborn again loved one in her family, that they would see your mercy, that they would see your love and your grace, God, and that you would draw them unto yourself with repentant hearts. Father, I just thank you that her walk will be pure. I thank you that her life will be holy, O God, and that others will see her suffering for your sake and rejoice in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you both. God bless you.
Bless you.
Okay, guys, we're going to pause right there. And if you're still on the line and you need prayer, just stay on the air and I'll pray for you. But, Joy, listen, would you give everybody your contact information and things they need to get in contact with you so you can go ahead and start, because she has service tonight, and she was doing me a favor. And so I will cover you in prayer, but just go ahead and give your contact information and stuff like that.
Amen. Thank you so much. This is a privilege and an honor, and so I appreciate the time that I've been here, and just, you know, it's just been a blessing to share the Word of God. If you'd like to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook. My name is Joy Allen. You can also get in touch with me online at joyofthelordministries.org. That's joyofthelordministries.org. My husband and I pastor Breath of Life International Church in Garner, North Carolina. So if you're interested in finding out more about the church, you can reach the church at www.BOLI Church, that's for Breath of Life International, BOLI Church.org, or you can reach us by phone, 919-771-1722. Breath of Life International is also on Facebook under the same name, so like the page and you can certainly get updates from our ministry. So again, I thank God for all of you and for this opportunity just to be a blessing. God bless you all, and I love you.
Love you too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you worship. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for the precise. God, I just thank you for the precise oil in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that this is a time of release for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for the clarity that you're giving her, Father, for leaders. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would restore her strength in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would pour back into her, Father, what she has poured out to us tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would, God, just move even in the service tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for your will being done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father, even for her family, Father. God, I just ask, Father, that you would move in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father, that you would continue to stir up the gifts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for them gaining momentum, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for their dedication. I thank you for their service, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you for their trueness in servant, as a servant, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you worship in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you for what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for this thing that you've been preparing them for, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, there's a greater work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you that, God, you're saying to her, service has not been in vain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for holiness. God, I just thank you for holiness tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for trueness tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that you would continue the work, Father, that you have started in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know you to be a God that will never start anything, Father, that you cannot complete, Father. So, Father God, I just thank you for the complete work in her life, over her life tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I lift up her ministries, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I speak blessings over those ministries tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. We give you praise, Father. Lord God, we give you honor, even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless her husband, Father. God, continue to use him, Father, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for our children, Father. God, continue to use him, Father, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for new strength. God, I thank you for new strength tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you praise, Father. We give you worship in the name of Jesus. And God, there were times, Father, that some took advantage, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, but you saw all, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that this is a time, harababasi, and a season of great recovery, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm humbled to know her tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for her purpose. God, I thank you for the destiny tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the work and your will tonight, Father, being done in her life, Father. Lord God, we thank you. We honor and we bless you tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I love you, and we will talk very soon.
Okay, love you too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you as well. All right, guys, if you're still on the air and you want prayer, please press 1. I'm going to make sure I take care of everybody. Okay, guys. If you're on the air and you need prayer, if you're online and you need prayer, we're going to start taking callers. Okay. All right. 815, you're on the air. And I just want to let you guys know, if God give me something, I will speak it, but I'm going to let somebody else that worked with me pray with you guys if it's not a problem. So 815, you're on the air.
Hey, sis, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling for some prayer. And you can just pray how the Lord leads. Fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first and foremost, God, I just repent for any sin that I've committed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I'm just asking, God, that I will decrease totally, Father, and that you will increase within me, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I just thank you for my sister tonight, Father God. Father God, I thank you, God, that she will surrender all to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that she has to worry about nothing, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for you being her source, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for those, even those gifts that you're stirring up, even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for directing and ordering her steps tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just make a way for her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask, God, even those things that she has up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for answering her prayers, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you that she will let go of all, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, allow you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to work each and every situation out, God, according to your will and purpose for her life, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for the anointing that's on her life, God, in the name of Jesus, God, the anointing to destroy yokes, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for ministering to our heart tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for breaking down every wall, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, I just thank you, God, for being her source, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for moving even now, Father God, in her mind, Father God. Father, I thank you for continuing to give her the mind and heart of Christ tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for just penetrating her heart even now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for removing anything, God, that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for filling her up once more, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, just continue to have your way, God, in her life, God, even her family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I'm just asking, God, that you would just have your way in her family tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, if I work those things out tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I just thank you for my sister, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just praise your holy name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for taking care of her needs tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you that there's no worries, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Thank you for that right on prayer. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Two, you're on the air.
Yes, go for it. Go ahead and pray for me and pray for the family.
Okay. Yarna Sheroro Soko, El Sheroro Siarna Mosi Yarna Keroro Siarna Sheroro Soko, Eyarna Keroro Siarna Sheroro Siarna Mosi, Ekena Sheroro Siarna Mosi, El Sheroro Siarna Keroro Siarna Mosi Yarna Keroro Soko, El Sheroro Soko. Father God, I just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you, God, that the battle is not hers, God, but it's yours, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for victory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for victory tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, tonight, Father God, I thank you, God, even for every monetary blessing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for transforming her mind tonight, Father God. I thank you, God, for her mind being in Christ tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for taking her to higher places, Father God, in you, Father, in Jesus, God. God, I even thank you for deeper revelation, Father God. Father God, I thank you, God, for the knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're giving her, Father God, that godly knowledge, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I even thank you for her relationship with you, God. I thank you, God, for taking her deeper in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, Father, I just thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for turning some situations around, God, even in our family, Father God. I thank you, God, even for reconnection tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you for unity in the family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you for working those things out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you, God, even for our grandchildren, Father God. Father, I thank you, God, that even those things that she desired to do, God, for all her grandkids, God. Father God, I thank you that she will be able to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for moving in our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, if any of them are unsaved, Father God, save their souls, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, set them free tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, needs tonight, Father God. Father God, I'm asking that you supply those needs, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I'm asking tonight, God, Father, that you would just move in our home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Every need is God, meet it tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, even for the unexpected things that you're getting ready to do in our life, Father God. Father, I thank you for shifting things in our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for giving her a new level of wisdom tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to do in our life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for the takeover tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I just thank you tonight, God, Father, for everything you're getting ready to do, Father God. I thank you for the shift, God, in our life, God. I thank you, God, even in our family, Father God. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, that she will see, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you tonight, God. And Father God, we praise your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay. 804, you're on the air.
Good evening, my sister. This is Sister Sharita, just asking for prayer for me and my family, and a special prayer request for my brother that comes home from the hospital on tomorrow.
Okay. You said for your family and your brother, and what was the other thing you said?
For me and my immediate family, me and my children, and a special prayer request for my brother that comes home from the hospital on tomorrow.
Okay. Yarna Sharo Soko, Eterna Sharo Yarna Mosi, Eyarna Carro Soko, Isharo Soko, Yarna Mosi, Arna Sharo Yarna Mosi, Esharo Soko. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, first and foremost, God, we just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you that you're Lord and King and Savior of our life tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for your healing power, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that by your stripes we'll heal, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for dying on the cross, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you, God, that you still live, God, today, Father God. And Father God, you live in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we just thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the blood of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for my sister, God, calling in on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you for moving, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in her brother's life tonight, Father God. Father God, I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for deliverance tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you for touching his body even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you for full restoration tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the power, God, the healing virtue. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, that he's healed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for sending your power even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that my sister will be obedient to your voice, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that she will continue to walk in your ways tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you that she will speak as you say speak, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, even for deliverance ministry tonight, Father God. I thank you tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for using her mightily, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you that you call her a warrior, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for those prayer, the secret prayers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that you're seeing the sacrifices, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, that you're going to restore some things in our life, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, that she's precious, God, in your eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for bringing change, God, in our life, God. Father God, I thank you for moving and moving like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for your anointing, God, burning out everything, God, that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for a heart of servants, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, that she will serve you, God, wholeheartedly, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you, even for our kids tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I command the enemy, God, to take his hands off their lives tonight, Father God. And Father God, I thank you, God, that there's children of Christ, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and that they shall serve you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, all the days of their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, touch these kids in their minds, God, in their hearts tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Remove any hindrances in their life tonight, Father God. Anything, God, contrary to your word, God, and your will over their life, God. Father God, we rebuke it. We come against it tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the life that you have ordained for these kids, God, Father God, that they shall walk this thing out, Father God, that your perfect will shall be done in their lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, tonight, God, for teaching my sister, God, teaching her, God, the in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for taking her deeper in you tonight, Father. Father God, we just tonight. And Father God, we thank you for every answer prayer tonight, Father God. We thank you for moving and moving mightily, God. We thank you for ministry on tonight, Father God. We thank you, God, your perfect will being done on tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, sis.
God bless you, too.
Okay. All right, guys. Is there anybody else online that would like prayer? Let me go back to this one. 478, are you still on air? Are you still online? I'm sorry.
Yes, woman of God.
Okay. Listen, I want you to pray for her family. They are tell her the situation. I think you said it was your brother. I can't remember. You said it was your brother, right? That was in the hospital. And he wasn't doing well.
Right. I mean, okay. Are you talking about me? Oh.
Yes. You remember you told me you was going from one state to another.
Yes, me and the woman of God, Sister Leona, We traveled from Clearwater, Florida. We're now in Georgia, and our uncle, they're saying that it's not a coma he's in, but he's brain dead, and they're gonna take the plugs out 10:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, because there's no activity in the brain. Only a miracle can bring him back, because they're legally saying he's dead. So I just desire prayers for our dad, because that's his brother. He is asking for all the support of the family that will come. His my uncle's wife is there, his children, some of his children are there, and we just desire that God would just give the family a lot of love and comfort during this time, that we'll come together like the woman of God was trying to teach us. It's about unity. Unity is power. It's not about us causing a division, but it's about us coming together and being strengthened by the love of God in our hearts. So, yes, woman of God, it is a desire that prayer go up at this time, that God's love will reign through the hearts of the families, and that we'll come together more closer than we've ever been on planet Earth.
Okay. Go ahead and pray. Listen, pray according to whatever God gives you. Just pray that way, okay?
Please talk to me.
Yeah, just go ahead and pray.
Father God, we just thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God. Mightily on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, you know my sister's concerns tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you, God, for moving mightily, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for your perfect will being done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, my sister, God, and her family, God, they are in the need of a miracle tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, they are in the need, God, they need you to touch, God, this gentleman tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I believe, God, that you're able to do it, Father God. I know you're able to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, you're able to do all things, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, tonight, God, Father God, we, each and every person on this line, God, we combine our faith tonight, Father God. And Father God, we lift this situation up to you tonight, Father God. Father God, we believe, God, and we know, God, you to be our Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You to be able to make things happen, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, we just rebuke, God, anything, God, that's not of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, tonight, God, we rebuke death, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we rebuke, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just rebuke death, God. We come against it tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we speak life over this gentleman tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we even speak, God, in the name of Jesus right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, to wherever he is, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know the city, God, you know the place, you know the exact place he is, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that you will move, God, in the hospital room tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we're asking, God, that you will touch this man tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that you create a miracle tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I am not careful so far. Father God, I just thank you tonight, God, for moving in this situation, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you for touching them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, that my sister will release this thing unto you, Father God, fully, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that the family, God, will just thank you, God, in advance, Father God, for what you already done, Father God, because it's done, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God. So, Father God, tonight, God, we just thank you. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for what you've done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just praise your holy name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we will just rebuke, God, any bickering or chaos, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in this family, God. And, Father God, we thank you for unity tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you for unity, God. Father, we thank you for your perfect will being done, God. Not the doctors, God, but your perfect will, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you tonight, God. And Father God, we praise your holy name, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know, God, that you specialize in the impossible, Father God. You make all things possible, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father God, we thank you for your perfect will being done on tonight, Father. Father, we just bless your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
Hold on, I forgot that I hold on a minute. Hello?
Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, woman of God. Thank you, women of God.
Yo, listen, let me pray for you right quick, okay? Let me just pray.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Lord God, I just worship you, Father. I bless you, Father. I lift you up. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord God, I honor you, Father. I honor you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father. I give you praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just ask, Father, those that are even mourning at this time, Father, I ask, God, that you would touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, how rababasi. Robo ko yarada bo si. Yasan tarada bo si ka yarada bo sa tarada bo si. Robo ko yarada bo si ka yarada bo si. Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, that what your will, let your will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we come together tonight, Father, as my sister said, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we request whatever your perfect will is, Father. Lord God, let that be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father, that you would, God, just touch his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just pray, Father, that you would just prepare their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, even as she spoke, Father, to release him, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we accept your perfect will, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. God, we rejoice even now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just pray tonight, Father. Lord God, I just pray that this man is saved in the name of Jesus. Lord God, because according to your word, Father, Lord God, it said to be, God, I just thank you. I thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just ask tonight, Father, Lord God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for the hem of your garment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you for no more suffering. No more suffering, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I just thank you. I give you praise tonight, Father. I give you worship in the name of Jesus. Lord God, not our will, Father, but let your will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever your will is, Father, give us peace. Give this family peace with your will, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you. We worship you, Father. God, we give you praise. We give you glory even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you. Harababasi. Robo koyararabosi. Harababasi koyararabosi. Harababasi. God, farewell in you, Father. It's not really a farewell, Father, in the name of Jesus. But, God, I just thank you. I give you praise tonight, Father. God, I give you worship. God, I give you honor tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, you said to let this family know, Father, that you're still God. God, I thank you that you're still God. You change them not, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise. We give you worship even now. And, God, I feel the spirit of heaviness. But, Father God, your words say put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, Father. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I just pray, Father, that you would give this family a garment of praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, in the midst, when it feels like it's hopeless, Father, God, you are hope in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask tonight, Father, that you would encourage their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, touch his brother tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you worship in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father, that your people will know, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you that they will know, Father, that you're too wise to make any mistakes, Father. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. And I come in agreement, Father, with your will tonight, Father. Lord God, I thank you, I honor, and I bless you tonight, Father. God, be glorified. Even in this, Father, be glorified tonight, Father. God, I thank you, I honor, and I praise you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, women of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank the Lord for you.
You're welcome, sis. God bless you, okay?
God bless you. God bless you all.
Love you.
Right. Love you much.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else online that would like prayer? Okay. Let me hold on 1 second. Apostle Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Listen, I know that you have an event that's coming up. Is it? Will it be okay if you, if we pray for you?
Absolutely. You know, I'll take all the prayer I can get.
Okay, okay. All right. Sis, can you still hear me?
Absolutely.
Now, you still on?
Uh-huh, I'm still here.
Okay. Pray for her, honey.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, Father, I just thank you tonight, God, for my sister tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God, for the direction, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for the direction that you're having her to move in, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for your perfect will, God, being done in her life tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for what you're doing, even in ministry tonight, Father. Father, I thank you, for Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I just thank you, God, for this mighty move in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you for the many doors that you're opening up on her behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, I thank you, God, even for new opportunities, God, to of ministry and to minister, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for your perfect will being done, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, anything that may try to distract her, God, or frustrate her tonight,
hey.
Father God.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hold on 1 second, because I the thing, once my time run out, I apologize. It'll click people off. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can get her back on the air. Hold on a minute.
Hey, Mayor.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, sis.
Father God, I just, Father God, I just thank you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, for everything that you're doing in our life tonight, Father. Father, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. Father God, we worship you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for touching her even now, God. We thank you for encouraging her heart tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you for moving mightily, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that your perfect will shall be done in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, anything that may try to hinder, God, in the name of Jesus, God, the things that you are doing in her life, God, even the things, God, that she's doing, God, Father God, in ministry, Father God, anything that may try to hinder that, Father, we rebuke it, God. We come against it in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for new levels, God, in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you for moving in our mind, moving in our heart tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you, God, for a new level, even of worship tonight, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, God, for sending the increase in our life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your perfect will shall be done, God, in the name of Jesus, God, your perfect will, Father. Father God, we just thank you tonight, God. Father God, we praise you, God. We thank you for our family, God. Father God, we thank you for those people that you're placing, God, the even new people, God, that you're placing, God, and bringing in our life, Father God. We thank you for it tonight, Father God. We thank you, God, that these people will be mighty men and women of Christ, Father God, men and women that are seeking after your heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we just thank you tonight, God. And Father God, we just praise your holy name, Father God. Father, in Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you for your daughter tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for moving even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for her strength even now. I thank you for encouraging her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for destroying every plot of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cover her back right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come against everything tonight that's not of you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for the things that you're shaking even now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for stirring up some things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I hear you, God. I thank you that you are the author and the finisher, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for divine protection even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for destroying any stress even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for moving by your power, by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you for the building. I thank you for this in advance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the mentoring, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just give you praise. I give you worship. God, I give you honor in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father, for greater authority in the realm of the spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, that you're going to cause her to overcome every challenge, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for just moving even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for giving her clarity even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Father, for the transition being smooth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for those things that you have entrusted in her hand, Father, more. Yes, God. And God, I just thank you for more to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, even for this event that's coming, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for moving in this thing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father, for putting up spiritual roadblocks, Father, against the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against everything, Father, that will try to hinder what you're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, that you're more than enough, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, that, yes, Father, that you're even increasing her discernment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you for the fellowship, Father. God, I give you praise. I give you worship even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would even touch her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for giving strength to her body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we call everything tonight, Father, into alignment, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, that you would even move in our family, Father. Move in our home, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, that you would touch her husband, touch her children tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for moving by your power, by your authority tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that there's greater to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for even the events, Father. God, this is not the first, and this will not be the last one, Father. But, God, I see more events, Father, in the name of Jesus. And this year, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you praise. We give you worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for your power. God, we thank you for your anointing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just pray tonight, Father, that you would continue to restore unto her, Father, those things, Father, that she poured out to other, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you tonight, Father. God, we worship you, and we, God, I thank you. I pray for her energy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, increase her energy tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father. We praise your name tonight, Father. Lord God, we give you glory. We give you honor tonight, Father. And God, we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless both of you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Apostle. God bless you. Love you, okay?
Okay, love you too.
Okay, guys, is there anybody else on the line that would like prayer? Okay, guys, listen, I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight on Encounter Radio. We'll be back on the air on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father. We praise your name tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just pray for my sister, Father. I pray, Father, that what she's poured out in prayer to others, Father, God, I pray that you pour back into her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, you're saying that you're increasing her wisdom even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we tonight, Father, we thank you for the increase in wisdom in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, for destroying any fear that she has. God, I just thank you, Father, for destroying any fear in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father, that you said, Father, well done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you that you are aligning her steps with her purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God, even when she walk through a shadow of doubt, Father. God, I just thank you, Father, that she will fear no evil, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, you said that your plans for her are good, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for your plans being good, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for touching her even now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for equipping her, Father, for your work, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you tonight, Father, for moving by your power, by your spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I just pray for those that are under the sound of my voice, Father, even those that will listen to this call later, Father. God, we ask that you would be what they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would encourage those that are discouraged, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength to those that are weak, Father. Comfort those that are lonely, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, meet the needs of those that have needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray tonight, Father, that you would touch families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we rebuke any pain, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against any suffering tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, any pride, destroy any pride tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father, God, that your perfect will be done in our lives tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would give each and every one of us, Father, more of you tonight, Father, more of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you for each and every person, Father, under the sound of my voice, Father, because God, you have gifts and talents in each and every one, Father. And God, I just thank you for stirring those things up, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, for getting the full glory out of their lives, Father. God, those that are with, that have business and ministries tonight, Father. God, I speak blessings. Even those, Father, on their jobs tonight, Father. I speak blessings tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, those things, Father, that you have placed in, those things that you have put in place, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. We love you and we bless you tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. And God, I just thank you And God, I just praise you, and I pray, Father, that you would protect those, Father, that travel, that have to travel tonight. Father, place a hedge of protection around them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even their family members that have to travel, God, I just ask tonight, Father, even as we sleep tonight, Father, allow our sleep to be peaceful in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, we honor, and we bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys, and I'll see you on, what's today? Oh, today is Thursday. Okay, well, I'll see you next week on Tuesday. Please forgive me. So I'll see you next Tuesday. You guys have a great weekend. I love you.